The battle over the budget rages on between the men who want to be governor. Both sides have called the other a liar. Both sides say their way to the fix is the true way. Jim Doyle was the latest to call a news conference to detail his plan to correct a projected $2.8 billion deficit.
I have laid out here, unlike anything McCallum has ever done, some very major areas that we can look at to make very significant cuts in state government.
Doyle's list includes cutting up to $200 million worth of outside consultants, cutting the state workforce by 2% a year over 8 years, plus cutting state agency budgets by $300 million. Doyle says the state could bring in up to $100 million by collecting delinquent taxes and save up to $100 million by putting prisoners on federal medical assistance. All told, Doyle estimates cutting or saving between $800 million and $1.2 billion a year.
What amazes me is when you look down this list, many of these will seem like very common sense. And the fact that this governor wasted all of the tobacco money without looking at any of these kinds of things, to me, shows that he just plain wasn't doing the job that has to get done.
Scott McCallum's campaign staff say they're glad Doyle is talking about cutting government instead of growing it. But campaign director Debbie Monterey Millett says Doyle's numbers are inaccurate and dishonest.
There are a number of inconsistencies. For example, saving $100 to $200 million on consulting contracts, the state actually only spends about $60 million annually on contractual services, so it's hard to understand where you could save $200 million if the state's only spending $60. It's important to put forth a plan that is honest and has integrity and is not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
And once again, the McCallum campaign is blasting Jim Doyle for, they say, wanting to raise taxes. Once again, Jim Doyle says he won't. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.